You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Let's start with the very, very good news. Kentavious Caldwell Pope's wife gave birth yesterday. That's why KCP didn't start against the Raptors. He showed up to the game during the first half. It didn't really seem like he was going to play. Stan Van Gundy admitted after the game he wasn't really sure that he was getting some text message updates from KCP before the game about the status of the labor and everything else. Didn't really seem like KCP was going to play, but Michael Benajay was sick. Reggie Jackson is obviously out, so KCP was active. He showed up in his uniform to the bench during the game, which I love. I always find it so thrilling when a player comes late. It's almost as if in sports, we're so disconnected from it. It's almost as if the players just magically appear at the arena for the game because they're always there. It's such a rare occurrence that a player isn't there on time for the game. Maybe they're sometimes a few minutes late to shoot around or something early, but it's so long before the game that there's almost no risk of them just being late. Like the rest of us might be late sometimes to our jobs. So I just find it so thrilling when a player shows up. I wish KCP would have gotten in the game in the first half. Just the story of him bursting into the arena, coming right to courtside in his uniform after he changed, and then coming out and getting right into the game. But no, Stan Van Gundy didn't play him till the second half, let him warm up a little bit at halftime, which is fine. Probably the right move. So that was the exciting part yesterday. Also pretty exciting, Pistons got up 20 points on the Raptors. The Raptors with Kyle Lowry. These Raptors are pretty good, by the way. These are pretty good Raptors. They've been playing very well since the trade deadline with Lowry out. This was his first game since the All-Star break. They've been playing well because Serge Ibaka and PJ Tucker have upgraded the team's defense, and the offense has only taken a slight tick back without Lowry. And I think part of that is DeMar DeRozan stepping up, but part of it is Ibaka and PJ Tucker being good three-point shooters. So this is a good Raptors team, and the Pistons were just taking it to them. They got up by 20. Reggie Bullock was playing well. Reggie Bullock started for KCP, got in the open court a little bit. Just a lot of things going right. It was very fun. Very fun to see this team. Okay, that's it for the good news portion of our show. Let's move on. Pistons blew their 20-point lead. Couldn't make any plays down the stretch. They lost. We've seen this show over and over. Pistons are not officially eliminated from playoff contention. They're still three games out with four games left. They just need to win all their games and hope the Bulls, Heat, and Pacers lose all the rest of theirs. Totally easy, totally doable, right? Of course, we're at the point of the year where we need to talk about some long-term things, and Vince Ellis of the Detroit Free Press asks Stan Van Gundy about the biggest long-term thing going on with the Pistons, actively going on with the Pistons, and that's Reggie Jackson's status. But this wasn't even a question about Reggie Jackson's status directly. But he mentioned the magic words, and those are Reggie Jackson. And so via Fox Sports Detroit, here's the interaction between Vince Ellis and Stan Van Gundy in the post-game press conference.
Stan, I know you don't want to belabor the Reggie Jackson point, but when you look...
Oh, come on. He didn't even play tonight. No Reggie Jackson questions tonight. No.
But when you can't score down the stretch...
I'm not talking about Reggie Jackson tonight. I'll talk about the guys who played.
I think, best I can tell, I haven't been at every Stan Van Gundy press conference, but that's the first time I remember him shutting down a Reggie Jackson question. He gets upset about him. He gets irritated about him. He pushes back against them, but then he usually answers them. This was not the case, and maybe this was the question that broke the camel's back, because today the Pistons announced Reggie Jackson shut down for the rest of the season, unless there are injuries elsewhere and maybe he needs to play. But this was pretty much as close to shutdown for the rest of the season as you'll get. And I'm just surprised it took so long. The Pistons, Stan Van Gundy, everything they've said just seemed to be circling this. I would have been very surprised, would be even more surprised now, but would have always been very surprised if Reggie Jackson played again this season. So now it seems the Pistons will finally announce going forward, shut him down. And I'm sure they hope that will shut down Reggie Jackson questions, that they won't have to face these anymore. And as long as they're going to go that route, as long as they're throwing in the towel on Reggie Jackson playing again this season, they're pretty much going to throw the towel in on everything else. Van Gundy said Henry Ellenson's going to play these final four games. Boban Marjanovic is going to play these final four games. Michael Binnegay, if he gets over this illness, he'll play in these games. John Luehr will play some center. Some experimenting. The things a lot of fans have wanted to see for a while. I'm honestly a little surprised that they're doing it now, not waiting one more game. Or at least until the games tonight, where the Pistons could be eliminated from the playoff contention anyway, officially. But there is this mindset that Stan Van Gundy has clearly tried to instill that, no, we're not going to rest. We are not going to stop competing, that we're going to go for it. Like, this is the culture of the team. This is how he's always presented it. He said even this week that we're going to be playing until we're out of it. Yeah, the odds look long, but we're gonna push through. We're going to do our part. We're going to compete. And now, just one day early, they throw in the towel. It doesn't make a difference. They're not going to make the playoffs. But this is about the mindset. And here's the other thing. Here's the consequence of playing these young players. Unless you want to have a super long rotation, which Van Gundy doesn't. He wants to, if he's going to use a player, give him a chance to get out there. And if he's going to use a veteran, to give him a chance to get out there and break a sweat and not just play for a few minutes. So he said some players are going to rest. Some regular rotation players might get a game or two off down the stretch. One regular, it sounds like, who's really going to have his minutes cut is Aaron Baines. Just out of curiosity, I do wonder how much, if any of that, has to do with Baines headed toward free agency. That maybe to some degree this is Aaron Baines saying, look, it's a lost season, the season's over. This is going to be my last big contract coming up. I don't want to screw that up. And of course, Van Gundy would accommodate that. In the same way he accommodated KCP not being at the game. Van Gundy has a sense for these personal things that matter. He's a reasonable person. So if that's the case, if Aaron Baines requested that, and I don't know that he did, but if he did, I'm pretty sure Van Gundy would accommodate it. So we're going to see all types of experimentation, different lineups, get a chance to see these young players some more. Definitely looking forward to that. We've seen very limited glimpses of Henry Ellenson. You can go look up the Henry Ellenson podcast from a few weeks ago where we talked more in depth about him and sampled what Nate Duncan and Danny LaRue had to say about him. Nate and Danny were very negative about Henry Ellenson. I'm a little more positive. Not thrilled by him, not blown away by any means from what I've seen, what I can gather, but definitely a little more intrigued than they are and excited to see these last few games. As much as Van Gundy likes to harp on, oh, they're not thinking about the fans when they rest players, sometimes fans want to see the guys at the end of the bench who don't play much. And I'm not just talking about Boban at the end of a blowout, but fans are curious. And this is good teams and bad teams, but especially bad teams. Fans are curious. What is Henry Ellenson? What is Michael Binnegay? We haven't seen them enough to draw conclusions. When the team's going to miss the playoffs anyway, we'd rather learn about these guys than just watch the same old rotation players go through the motions and lose down the stretch again. The rotation players, the veterans, they don't want to go through that. The fans don't want to see it. This is better. This is the step that the Pistons should take. I just thought they should take it tomorrow. Or the next day, when it becomes clear that, yes, they're officially eliminated. Because you've come this far. You've come all this way. You haven't played your young players. You haven't experimented. You haven't done these things. You've come all this way. And you're going to do it one day early? I just find that a little self-defeating for the culture, for the attitude that the Pistons want to instill. But again, not a big deal. They're not going to make the playoffs anyway. This is not a big deal. Pistons go to Houston and Memphis this weekend. It sounds like KCP is going to go with them. And if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. I'm not here to judge him or what he does. I'll just say, if he doesn't want to go, if he wants to be home with his newborn son, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope Jr., by the way, if he wants to be home, stay home. You see where this team is. They're throwing up the white flag. They're throwing in the towel. They're not competing for the rest of the year. You're going to be a free agent too this summer. Stay home. Stay with your kid if that's what you want to do. Don't feel the pressure to be at these games, to be on this road trip. I don't think it's important. We see where this team is. This is the time where the Pistons said, yep, we're done. We're throwing in the towel. We're we're moving on to next year. They had done that a little bit with Reggie Jackson, but they're really doing it now. But if he wants to, that's great. These games are pretty much meaningless. I don't think the Pistons have much wiggle room in the lottery anyway. Losses at this point probably help more than wins, but it's not much of a difference. This is just about going through the motions these last few games and hopefully seeing more about those young players. We'll look more at what's ahead for the Pistons tomorrow. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is David Locke, founder of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks so much for tuning in to your favorite Locked On podcast. We have something really special going on here. We are the only daily local podcast format in the country, and we are one of the only places for local companies to be able to advertise on a podcast serving the fans, the listeners that want your product locally. No other podcast network does this for you. And that's why we want you to advertise right here on your favorite Locked On podcast. Our audience is 98% male. It's about 77% between the ages of 25 and 54, and also 77% between 18 and 44. So you're hitting the core demographic. If your company wants men 25 to 54 or 18 to 44, then you should advertise right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We'd love to have you. Our rates are reasonable. It's all based on the amount of listens. So you can email me, David Locke, at dlock09@gmail.com, or contact your host. We'd love to have you aboard, joining in with the great success that we're having on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.